Donut Bag is brought to you by ExpressVPN. Your data is your business. Protect it with ExpressVPN for 3 extra months free with a 1-year package. Go to the link listed in my Twitter profile. Okay, so we are doing a Halloween candy draft. All right, let's get started. Ashley, you have the first pick. What are you choosing?
My first pick in the 2022 Halloween draft, candy bar draft. I'm going to go with the Milky Way.
Milky Way.
Milky Way. You stole mine.
Oh,
I love caramel. Why Milky Way?
Because it's the best.
That's your favorite candy bar.
Yeah. Actually.
Your favorite candy. If that was, you had to pick, that was your candy.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Justin, you're up.
I'm up. I think I would probably go for the first pick. I'm going to go Lemon Heads.
Lemon Heads.
Lemon Heads. I love Lemon Heads. All flavors of Lemon Heads. I like the green apple. I like the grape. I like the cherry. Lemon Heads. Legit.
What are those? The little. Okay, so those are the little balls.
Hey, screen grab that. Yeah, they're the little candy balls. Yeah. They're sour.
Okay. Wait. So they make different flavors of Lemon Heads, not just lemon.
No, they make Lemon Head. Well, they even make chewy Lemon Heads. They got Lemon Head grape, which is good. Apple, cherry, lemon, and then they make a chewy variety that are like the same flavors, but they're chewy instead of like hard.
Orange Heads? Did you say orange?
I don't know if they have orange.
They do have Orange Heads. I'm looking at it right now.
No.
I research.
There are orange, lime, grape, and cherry, and of course lemon.
So it's like old people candy, since I'm older.
Yeah, that's solid. Okay,
number one. No one else is gonna pick it. Should I could have waited till probably.
You could have waited. that was
never. I'm a poor drafter.
It was not on my board. Okay, well I'm going Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. And it's I think that's the number one. I think I got the number one pick. I think that's just.
No, people think that's the number one pick, but they're wrong.
No, a lot of people do like Reese's.
Well, he did a poll too. Now, see, this is what he did. He put a poll up and I think he's just going to pull from that poll.
Pull from the poll? No.
Pull from the poll.
He's like Houston. He's like the Houston Astros.
Yeah, I'm cheating.
He's a cheater, man.
Hey, I still hope they win.
I did put up polls, but I did not pull from the poll because I didn't look.
Well,
at the polls.
Voted and I didn't vote for the peanut butter.
Okay,
it's like a landslide.
I select that too. Pull
from the I saw Reese's peanut butter cups that were actually all peanut butter. Even the where it's supposed to be chocolate, that was covered. That was peanut butter too. I think that's too much peanut butter. I know you guys don't like peanut butter, but still, that's to me, that's just you need the marriage of chocolate and peanut butter is sacred. It is the best love story ever.
I would say caramel and chocolate is better marriage.
Caramel and chocolate is also a good love marriage.
I mean, how many people are allergic to caramel?
Oh,
why
good point.
Are you isolating people with nut allergies?
Yeah, you're a nut allergy killer.
Okay, so it's a snake draft, so I got the next pick. I am going with Kit Kats.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Kit Kat. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's just solid. It's just a solid pick. I like to break apart a Kit Kat and make it look like I'm smoking. Just like put it.
Now, do you like Kit Kat alternate flavors too? Do you like the apple pie and the blueberry muffin, or just straight Kit Kat?
I'm this way with Kit Kats and Oreos. Only the original flavors are good. Forget that other flavored crap, especially with Oreos. They go crazy with Oreos. It's freaky. No, I only like Oreos. I only like original and maybe the golden whatever. But
Yeah, Kit Kats. I mean, like Japan has like 80 million flavors of Kit Kats. It's really weird. Anyway, Justin, you're next with your second pick.
Well, since I like caramel and actually took Milky Way, I guess I'm going to have to Twix.
Whoa, that's...
I like Twix. I also, my favorite Twix is the white chocolate Twix. I think that is better than the dark chocolate Twix. You guys are both scowling at me. You guys hate white chocolate.
White chocolate is the worst thing ever invented. What is white chocolate?
He was a basketball player back in the 90s.
White chocolate. Oh, white chocolate is just no. Okay. But okay. So they make white chocolate Twix.
Yeah. Legit.
Do they make any, are there any crazy kind of Twix that there's, not really. No, I think they make peanut butter Twix too. Obviously,
they make peanut butter Twix. That's a travesty.
That's another one. Only original Twix should be fine, and I guess white chocolate.
Oh, white chocolate plays heavy. Put a pull. All right.
I will. Ashley, you have the next two picks.
Snickers
was still on the board in the. This is the
he has one round open. He was going to eat it, and I was like, "Well, I'll steal it from him."
Snickers is.
I like the almond ones.
Okay. Come on, this is a family show. Come on, let's not say crazy things. Almond
ones are good. Oh, okay. What
garbage?
You're garbage. Anywho, I would say for the next one, I'm going to go with the chunky bar.
What is a chunky bar?
Yeah, I don't even know what a chunky
Nestle
bar is.
Nestle makes it here. I pulled it up for everybody. It's milk chocolate, raisins, and roasted peanuts, but it's like a square that's divided into four squares. Like,
looks like the size of a, what are those mint cups?
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, the polar bear on.
Oh, like a peppermint patty.
Yeah, it looks like the size of a peppermint patty.
Yeah.
They're so good. Chunky is just a big chunk of chocolate, right?
Well, it has raisins and peanuts. Yeah, raisins are good.
Oh, are you kidding me? Raisins in a... No.
Go out, get one, and give it a whirl.
I don't need dried up fruit in my candy.
It's not dried.
Yeah, yeah. There will be no healthy anything in my candy. Yeah, there's raisins in a chunky... Raisins, and it looks like peanuts or something like that. Ew. What can I get non-raisin chunky? Come on. That's messed up. I'm writing the good people of Nestle. They really made a mistake there. All right, Justin, you're up with your third pick.
My third pick, I think I'm going to go with chocolate covered lettuce. That's what you just said. You just said you wanted a candy bar with grapes in it. That's gross.
Yeah.
I'm going to go
How about chocolate covered broccoli while we're at it?
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, you'd love that.
Yeah, because really.
People do drip chocolate on strawberries.
Well, it's desert.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah. White chocolate, especially.
No.
Well, I'm going to say for my third pick, I'm going to go sweet tarts. I love a sweet tart.
Yeah, chow. Okay. Definitely.
Not Smarties. That's sweet tarts.
They taste
it's, like it's nice. Solid. It's all, you're going for a different style. We're thinking just all chocolate, but you're going to different chocolate. Types of flavors.
I'm more of a fruity guy. You can isolate that.
that'll be my clip to introduce this. Yeah, sweet tarts are fine. They kind of look like pills you would take, but they're fun pills.
Yeah.
Aren't all pills fun pills?
All pills can be fun.
Well, not all of them.
Isolate that.
Okay. Okay, sweet tarts. Okay, so I have the next two picks. I will go with. Oh, I can't believe this is still available. Butterfingers.
Peanut brittle covered in chocolate.
You better not lay a finger on my Butterfinger.
Is that a threat?
Yes.
Butterfinger is just good stuff.
That's good. I don't think I've had a Butterfinger for a long time, though. probably when I quit watching The Simpsons.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That used to be a big commercial. Yeah.
Yeah. Homer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And with my pick in the fourth round, I'm going with Starburst.
Oh, solid pick.
That was the one I was thinking of.
That was my next pick.
But what color? Like, if you had to pick a color, which color is the best?
God, that's tough. That is tough. Oh boy. I think I would go, if I were to rank the Starburst, I would say orange number one, cherry number two, lemon number three, and strawberry number four. But really, I mean, I don't know. I kind of like all of them. I don't have a strong Starburst opinion.
I'll tell you what saves Starburst is those mini ones. Did you see the bags of mini Starburst?
What are mini Starburst? They're
unwrapped already.
What?
They come in a kit, like a bag, and they're mini. They're like, they look like Tic Tac, not Tic Tacs, Chiclets.
Oh, yeah. What? Okay.
Yeah, and they're already unwrapped. If you buy a bag, you'll eat the whole thing. Don't buy one. They're amazing.
I've never seen this. Oh, my God.
They also have them just in like colors. They have just like the strawberry.
The
fake. See, I would die of some kind of sugar overload or something like that.
Yeah, they had to cut my feet off when I found it.
Seriously. Oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah. You might have just erased years from my life. I don't know if I could.
They're fantastic.
Oh, I didn't even know this existed. Holy cow.
Before I used to like Starburst as a kid. When you're on the go, you don't want to sit there and open each one individually.
Oh yeah, forget that. That wrapper really slowed things down.
Yeah, this changes.
That
the game.
Saved you. That saved your feet.
Seriously,
you're just dumping them in your mouth now.
Yeah, when I was eating them with the wrapper, I just lost the toe. Now I lost my whole foot.
There you go. Wow. Okay. So far, my results on white chocolate are just all like. Some people like it, some people love it, some people and some people hate it. It's just like 25% each way. So
I'm gonna get on right now and I'm gonna just decimate it.
you're gonna stuff the ballot. Yeah, hey.
I'm stuffing it right now. Yeah.
We don't do that around here. That's
that's 2020 stuff. Come on.
Yeah, that's yeah.
No, it's next week's the election. I gotta hurry up and steal it.
You're a candy pull election denier. okay, Justin, this is your fourth round pick.
Okay, now you stole my Starburst, so I'm going to have to go with Jolly Ranchers.
Okay.
Jolly Ranchers, fantastic. When I was a kid, when they first came out, they didn't have the little square candies. They just had the long sticks. Do you remember that? When it was only in long sticks form, like looked like a airhead. Not an airhead. Yeah, the airheads, like the long taffies. But they were hard candy.
I am shocked Ashley is showing restraint right now. Usually you tee her up for something like that. She will knock it out of the park. But
I don't know. I've never seen them. That's all.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Like what shape are these long sticks in? Or
like
just
a long stick. Like
yeah, like a long tongue.
It wasn't like flat or anything. It wasn't like Laffy Taffy or anything like that. It wasn't flat. It was just.
I'm looking.
Yeah, it was
now.
Flat. It was a flat. It was probably like an inch wide and like 3 inches long.
Mm. Normal.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay. I'm the one out of control. Yeah.
It was hard though.
Yeah. Oh, Jolly Ranchers.
It's this.
Yeah.
Hard candy cherry sticks. I don't know why I'm going to do this, but I'm doing this to show you what it looked like.
Okay. Thank you. I've never. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not. But yeah, that's solid.
Oh, and they're back. And they're 3.5 inches long and about an inch wide.
That's what she said.
There you go.
They got down the wrapper and enjoy. That's what they say.
They got longer over the years. That's good.
I always have, rollers in my house where an inch is, you know, really small. So I can tell people it's 6 inches.
Stop it.
Ashley, you have the next. You have the. These are your final two picks.
Okay, so for four, I'll go with the caramel apple pops. You've never had them?
Yeah, they're fantastic.
You see what I say? I pull them up. You never had them?
It's a hard candy lollipop. It's like a sour apple.
I'm gonna just pull up a photo of it.
Covered in caramel.
oh, it sticks to the roof of your mouth and everything. Like, I'm just like so old, like showing my phone on this and stuff.
It yeah, we're so we're crazy. Really high tech. Whoa, wait a minute.
They're called filling pullers.
Oh yeah, because what you they stick. It's bad. You have to
they take out the fillings of your teeth. I'll bet they do. Oh my, so wait, it's a lollipop covered in caramel?
It's like an apple lollipop covered in like legit caramel.
I live a very sheltered life. I mean, I guess I'm just, you know, I'm a pickle. I just live in a jar all the time or something like that. I had no idea.
You don't know what a chunky bar is. You've never had these caramel apple pops.
I'm a mess. Holy cow. Okay. Okay. So your final pick.
If I was joking, I would say like a popcorn ball because those are gross.
Oh, those suck. Any people that handed those out, they deserve their house to be egg.
What? Like a toothbrush? Those are great too. I will go with Toblerone. Look
okay.
at his face. His what face just said a Toblerone. You ever seen one?
That's
where do you find these candies?
Well, Toblerones are delightful. It's honey.
That's from all our time in Holland.
My time this in is like Canada.
These are like turn of the century candy.
Yeah,
this is a triangle.
Please, sir, may I have another Toblerone? No, go work in the mines, you 5-year-old.
One out of every 10 doctor
recommends a Toblerone.
Okay, what? Why are they shaped like this? Why?
And then you push it towards the next one, and it pops right off. It's so good.
What's in it?
It's not just it chocolate. Is honey and almond nougat. It's like
get out. What the heck? Oh, whoa.
Full blown almonds.
Yeah. Well,
almonds are expensive.
Slices, maybe. Chunks, whatever. It's okay. It's chunks.
Okay. Justin, this is your final pick.
Final pick, Spree's.
I was going to say that earlier.
Did you do any? Okay. No, you had Twix. That was your only chocolate one. Spree's. Yep. Whoa.
I like Spree's. They're fantastic. The green ones are the best.
What flavor is the green?
Lime. There's grape, lime, orange, and lemon.
And red.
And red.
Cherry. I like red.
Right. That's what base.
So Spree's are basically hard. They're hard. They're hard sweet tarts, right?
Yes. Yep. Basically, yeah. Yep. It's another sour. I like sour candy.
You really like your sour candy. Wow. You got to really bite into a Spree, though. So that's another. If the caramel apple pops don't, what are you doing? What are you doing, Ashley?
I took a drink and literally spilled it all down over myself.
If the caramel apple pops aren't pulling at your fillings, the Spree's are breaking your teeth.
Yeah, they can, but they're a little soft. They're more like a powder inside. But they also get stuck in your teeth. The hard candy. So you can use, you can eat them and then use the caramel apple pop to pull them. that's what gets stuck out.
These are teeth destroyers, these things. Okay.
Caramel apple one, when you get the caramel off, that apple's sour. It's a sour apple. It's really good.
Okay.
I'm just going to buy some. Halloween candy's half off tomorrow.
That's right. It's one of the best days of the year. Yeah. day after Halloween and day after, Valentine's Day are the two best days of the year. My final pick is M&M's.
Like regular or almond or yeah, there's an almond.
You stop with this almond crap.
I can't help it.
Just stop. You know what? If I had to choose, I'm going to say peanut M&M's. Yeah, peanut M&M's are superior to regular M&M's, but regular M&M's are still good.
M&M minis,
I like because there's more crunchy stuff. The crunchy
crunch
stuff
to chocolate ratio.
Thank you. I was just going to say that.
Great minds.
You know what I like? It's same as the vein of M&M's, but I like it better is the Sixlets.
See, they don't have enough crunchy coating though.
But the Sixlets, like if you get an orange one or a yellow one, the candy coating literally has the orange tastes like orange and the yellow tastes like lemon a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Instead of just like M&Ms don't have any different taste to the coating.
Is there chocolate in the Sixlets?
It's a candy coated chocolate like M&M.
I just learned I can't say I'm glitching. Sixlet.
Never had a Sixlet.
Yeah, I think in some time in my life I have, but
usually, like a long straw wrapper, and you have to like push each one out.
Right. Yeah.
And they're more they're circle, not flat like an M&M. They're like circle, like a real circle.
If I was smart, I would have pictures of these things, but I'm not.
Well, you know, the best thing is you can put this up and then you can tweet out the pictures of the best ones.
Yeah. Brilliant. Thank you.
You just figured that out?
I just thought of it. I just thought of it.
She's a genius.
No, that's what you do when I make you do
it. Okay. So let's review. Ashley's picks. Milky Way, Snickers. Wow, that's a strong lineup. Chunky. Okay, that's where it goes downhill. Caramel Apple Pops and Toblerone. You started out strong, and then it just went.
I told you I was going to go rogue. There was no.
You went rogue.
You have to have some fun in your life.
And then Justin's team is basically team sweet here. It's team sweet and tart. Lemonheads, Twix, Sweet Tarts, Jolly Rancher, and Spreeze. You got Justin, you have a type.
Yeah, I'm definitely tart.
And my team is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Kit Kats, Butterfingers, Starburst, and Peanut M&Ms.
Okay, he literally went from like most popular and then just aged it down.
Well, I could we could do
it like meh.
We could do a trade for Starburst for my Twix.
I know. And then you have all the same thing. No, I need a little bit. Here's what we did not pick. Whoppers. I'm not a fan of Whoppers.
That's right.
I don't mind them on Halloween or not Halloween. I guess that's an Easter candy. Seems
to be. Oh, because you get the Robin eggs.
The Robin eggs are like Whoppers.
Yeah.
Yeah. But aren't the Whoppers.
Or if I'm in a movie theater. And there's nothing else at the Dollar Tree.
Yeah, there's nothing on the floor you can pick up or anything. You eat a Whopper.
One time I brought candy into a movie theater and they caught me and they made me pay for it.
You had to pay for your own candy?
I had to pay for my own candy, yeah.
What? How did and you some, get caught?
Like 16-year-old little girl caught she brought the hammer down on me. That was so embarrassing. Fell out. I went to pay for it. It was like in my jacket pocket. And I went to pay for it and the candy came out. And she's like, will you be paying for that? I'm like, yeah.
How to said no.
No.
No. I am.
I think the last time I went to the movies, I took Chick-fil-A in.
Yeah, I have taken like Sheets breakfast in. I have taken Sheets hot dogs and up and nobody is.
I'm like, I have already paid for this.
This is mine.
No worries.
Okay. Here's one that really should have been on somebody's list. Tootsie Pops. Tootsie Pops are amazing.
See, first off, no, because where I used to work, oh, look at him so mad right now. A place where I used to work, we would get boxes of them and, you know, eat them. I have sliced my tongue open on them so many times. I don't like my mom.
No, only owls.
How are you eating Tootsie Pops? First of all, you're supposed to lick them.
Hey, listen. One, two, three.
Yeah, like an owl.
Yeah, but how do you? They're not that sharp. How are you hurting because your tongue?
The way they're made, there are fault lines in it. So if you're like,
I don't know what she's doing.
It'll pinch and slice your tongue.
She's just jamming it into the top of her mouth like an idiot.
She got like a chisel or something like that. Or
she has a knife and she sharpens the tip and then she jams it into her gum.
She's like using the freebase Tootsie Pops or something.
Yeah, she trips them off.
Here's another one. Skittles.
Yeah, Skittles was one.
Skittles yeah, I'm surprised you didn't take Skittles.
I figured I had to take Twix because it was still there.
Here's another one. And I consider this the same thing. Crackle or Nestle Crunch. I love those.
They're not bad. I like the little mini ones though, because it's not like a lot.
Never seen a big Crackle bar. It's always just the little mini ones.
Let's be honest. What is fun about a fun-sized candy bar?
Not Thank me. You. A fun-sized candy bar should be like 6 feet tall. It should be like the size of you. That's fun size.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing but full-size candy bar.
Exactly. Hershey bar, good.
Plain.
It's plain. Hey, it's chocolate.
Hershey with almonds? Yep.
Hershey bars are only good for s'mores.
He really hates
them. Mr. Good Bar, that's just the one with nuts, right?
Yeah, it's chocolate and peanuts. Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Not a fan. Laffy Taffy. Laffy Taffy's not bad.
That can be good.
That's also another filling puller.
All right. Yeah. Which one is Baby Ruth?
Chocolate, peanuts, and is it caramel in that?
Yeah, I think it's caramel, but that's the one covered in chocolate. Payday is the one. It's peanuts on the outside.
Baby Ruth is like a poor man Snickers, right?
I'd say so.
Yeah.
Chocolate flavored nougat, peanuts, and caramel.
Okay. Okay. I'm okay with Baby Ruth. Okay. But when we get into Mounds and Almond Joy.
Almond Joy.
No. The correct choice is neither. They should they should be banned from the planet.
No. Yes, you terrible. Get Almond Joy, and then you eat around the sweet chocolate covered almond, and then you save that sweet bite for last.
This is definitely fat people talk. When you're breaking down eating to the point of you plan your bite. I've done it. I'm not judging.
I'm bad.
I do that when
you see it. It is what it is.
I'm not judging. I'm the same way. I plan all my meals by eating the best part last.
We're not fat. We're horrible food connoisseurs.
No, we're fun size.
We've had a lot of fun with food. Okay. Raisinets, good. That's the only acceptable time you could have raisins in a candy is Raisinets.
And Chunky Bar, but yes. Okay.
No, because it's a wrong raisin to chocolate ratio. Raisinets are perfect.
I don't like raisins.
Have you had a Chunky Bar? You didn't even know what it was.
I've had a Chunky Bar, but
now all of a sudden he remembers what it is. Listen, nope, you're eating one. That's it. I'm going to make this happen. They're good.
I'm going to force the Chunky Bars down my throat. What the hell's going on? Some torture chamber with
Chunky Bar torture chamber.
Yeah, it's a chunky.
She'll the baby bird them too.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Junior mints are good time. That's a good one.
Yeah, junior mints aren't bad.
Well, if you're gonna do that, why wouldn't you do a peppermint patty? Because those are even better.
Peppermint patties are
again, the chocolate on a peppermint
it's
patty.
The chocolate to mint ratio.
The peppermint patty has the better chocolate though.
Yeah, it does. You know what? I prefer peppermint patty to junior mints. Yeah. That's another poll I'm putting up.
I don't either.
Tootsie Rolls. I could eat bags of Tootsie Rolls.
If they were the fruities,
yeah, the fruities are good.
Like the fruit.
Fruities are really good. You only see those around Halloween time. The fruities, yep.
Well, that's
the vanilla ones.
Penny candy anymore.
Every time you sit at a parade, you're eating fruities.
That's because that's what they rip at you.
Yes. The only time fruities are parade candy and you see them on the ground and stuff, it's like, well, it's in a wrapper. I'm picking them up off the ground. I don't care.
Nothing's better than a regular fruity than one off the street. That's
seriously. For real. Pop Rocks. Pop Rocks, I'm just afraid they're going to make my body explode because of the whole Pop Rocks.
Eat Pop Rocks and drink soda, your body will explode.
That's a proven scientific fact.
That's a fact that was spread around before the internet.
I will absolutely go do this, though.
Heath Bar is solid.
I like that. That's the toffee and the chocolate.
Yeah, the toffee, yeah.
God, I'm fat. I knew all of these.
When you start mentioning toffee, that reminds me of turn of the century candy.
Yeah.
Like did you guys get any toffee?
Please. Please, may I have some Toblerone and toffee, Governor?
Governor. That's what it sounds like, too.
Oh, dear. Sour Patch Kids.
Sour Patch Kids. Legit.
There's like different kinds. I remember they used to be worms, and now they're like different. I mean, it's all good. And you know what's really good? When you're done with the Sour Patch Kids, like if you get them in a bag and you have that Sour Patch Kids sugar, I'm not average. Yeah, if you could lick them.
You're having fun dipping with your finger.
Exactly. Exactly. I've never snorted anything, but I may snort Sour Patch Kid sugar. That's that might be a good time. You know what's really solid? Rolo. If you like
caramel. Oh, yeah, those are good. Caramel.
That is the perfect ratio of chocolate to caramel. Perfect. Perfect shape. Everything. Rolo is just a perfect candy.
Way you eat Rolos is you put the Rolo in your mouth, suck the chocolate off, and then chew the caramel.
That's something Ashley would do. That's not, she's, that's that horrible, horrible food connoisseur talk.
No, the thing is the chocolate isn't the best part of the Rolo, and no. The chocolate has been going downhill like everything else, but it's more of a waxy chocolate than like a Hershey chocolate would be, or like a something like that.
Milk Duds is a perfect, what's the perfect movie theater candy? I think Milk Duds is, yeah. But Milk Duds, I always get Milk Duds when I'm allowed to. Thoughts on candy corn, like it or hate it?
Once a year I'll eat it. That's
candy
it.
Corn just gets a lot of, it's a very polarizing thing, but it's like, it's just, I mean, I don't hate it. But
it's not a strong flavor, and it's a wax. It just tastes like wax to me half the time.
It is one of the better, like, old-timey candies, though. Like, there's not.
You don't like Bit of Honey?
I don't even know. I don't even know what Bit of Honey is, Ashley. I wasn't born in 1950.
Bit of Honey is, yeah, again. What century are you from, Ashley?
Clearly, not this one.
How about those horseless carriages? How about that? Isn't that some crazy thing?
Yeah, she always rides a horse, and she's always wearing a, what do they call that? A one of those dresses with the poles. What do they call that?
A corset.
A corset, yeah.
I couldn't fit into a corset. Hey, now listen.
The picture of the bag looks old.
Listen, it was for, well, that's
no, the Bit of Honey is good.
From 1928.
Bit of Honey, but that's a solid one. That's another.
Caused the Great Depression. This candy caused the Great Depression.
Probably. Now and later, do they still make that now and laters?
Yes,
really.
I think you can find them at the Dollar Tree or something like that. I feel like it's like one of those.
I don't know if I've ever even heard of that.
You see it, you'll like now.
What about Twizzlers?
Depends.
Worse licorice.
You like Red Vines better?
I like Red Vines, and that. Do you ever try that newer? That's an Australian licorice. The heck is that called? It's like they're like little things like this big. Becoming green apple now and then.
Now and later. Yeah. It's just.
It's like a taffy.
It's like a weird. Yeah.
You know what's also good? Three Musketeers.
Yes, oh, good. Yeah. Those are good.
Three Musketeers are solid.
Very light. It's like a light snack. It floats up in the air. You got to grab a hold of it.
Yeah.
Like the commercial.
See, it's healthy because it's lighter.
Yeah, it's lighter. It's a light.
It's a health
what's
food.
In the middle? What do they call? What is in the middle of a Three Musketeers?
It's just the Willoughby Wallaby.
Yeah, the Willy Wallaby.
Oh, it's whipped something. Yeah, it's whipped something. I don't know what.
It's light.
Well, I'm gonna Google it. Let's see. It's nougat.
It's like a whipped nougat.
It's whipped nougat.
Yeah, it's not a hard nougat like in Snickers.
I'm gonna say. Yeah. Well, it's. They say it's similar to the Milky Way without the caramel. And they just says a whipped mousse, and they call it a nougat and the other ones.
Yeah, it's just whipped stuff. It's whipped mystery stuff. I don't know. All right, guys.
5 cents when it was introduced.
back when
I was around. Back when a bit of honey. Around,
yes, in the olden times. In Ashley's prime. All right. Guys, thank you so much. This was so much fun. And I got to end this because I can't wait to take this damn costume off.
I understand.
Hey, thanks for having me.
See you guys.
See ya. Later.